It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
It's like I used to tell my wife, I do not apologize unless I think I'm wrong. And if you don't like it, you can leave. And I say the same thing to my current wife, and I'll say it to my next one, too.
Way to go, Stanley. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Got our final segment of Buzz coming up in just a second here. Right now, your chance to get on the line to get a pair of tickets to see Pearl Jam live at the Verizon Center Sunday night, June 22nd. Wow. What night is that? June 22nd, Sunday night.
That's the night after your birthday.
No, it's not the night after.
No, it's the night of your birthday.
Yes, it is.
You'll have your birthday that day, and then that'll be the night, and it'll be afterwards.
That's why they're coming.
Uh-huh.
That's why Pearl Jam
is appearing for my birthday.
You got it.
Tickets available at LiveNation.com. Right now, your chance to win. Caller 100, 877-365-3636. And tomorrow on the big program, we're very excited because what the hell are we going to be doing?
Something good.
Something real good. I'm excited about it. You'd be here. I forgot. I threw it away.
You can count on us.
Guy Fieri,
yeah, from Food Network. I'm excited about that.
Guy named Guy.
And that other person we were going to talk to.
That's right.
Also good.
It's going to be a lot of fun. Now the final buzz. Here's Buzz Burbank.
It'll be great. Thanks, Mike. Another symbol of summer, not just tomatoes, but another symbol of summer may be out to get you, namely your flip-flops.
Now, bull.
I want the danger and doom music. A study from Auburn University.
I'm sorry, Buzz.
That's all right.
Why don't you ask again?
I'd like the danger and doom music, please. Now I feel better.
Thank you.
A study from Auburn University shows flip-flops even outrank high heels when it comes to cruel shoes.
Karen Davidson from Harley-Davidson. She's going to be on the show.
That's right.
Thank you.
Member of the family she is.
Yeah, that's right. I wonder how her flip-flops are.
Dangerous.
She shouldn't wear them on their motorcycles.
No.
And you should not wear shorts on motorcycles. Carla's got a nasty burn.
Oh, yeah.
And I didn't do it. I swear to God, I didn't do it. I brought the bike home. I was riding on 66, and she said, can I bring it into the garage? I said, yeah, go ahead. Yeah.
Burned the skin right off.
It was nasty.
A new study from Auburn University says those rubbery thonged sandals, like high heels, should only be worn for short periods of time.
Why?
Well, the study says they don't provide the kind of cushioning and support that you need to protect your feet, your legs, your back.
I have a question, though.
Yes? Go ahead, please.
What about the Birkenstocks that I'm wearing right now?
See,
are they fine?
Your Birkenstocks, they have cushioning, they have support, they have an arch support in it. You need to study them carefully.
See, they're made out of cork.
Mm-hmm.
They are. Yes, I make out of cork, and I'm Belen Von Ahor.
I think you're wearing a quality shoe there.
Dankeschön. I appreciate that, Buzz, because the feet feel really good. They feel really, really good after I wear them for a long time.
You can see your lovely toes.
Yes, and I like to show that. I made a nice little pedicure before I came in for the show on Monday.
We thank you for that.
I have the world's most beautiful feet. However, they do get a little bit dry in the summertime.
Sure.
You need to moisturize.
I don't like to moisturize. That's a girly thing to do, you know? I was wishing I made it. I could get them to be less dry without having to put the cream on them.
The cream.
You can scrub the rough parts off with a pumice stone.
Oh, right. That's right. Maybe I can arrange to have a small Asian girl do that for me.
I'm sure you can.
Dankeschön.
Or anyone, for that matter.
All right.
And yes, researchers, they know how you curl your toes to keep the flops from flipping off your feet, and that causes you to hit the ground harder with your heel than you normally would.
Yeah, I've done that, too.
You take shorter strides in flip-flops than you would in real shoes.
Yeah, I find it difficult to walk in them. I find it a little bit difficult to walk in these, too, but flip-flops are really in there. They're just a pad of rubber.
That's all they are, and it's not nearly enough for your precious feet.
Yeah, but just think about the cavemen, you know, back in the day.
They had nothing.
Right. And even in the cold, they'd maybe put like a skin on there.
They might have been better off.
I mean, they didn't have insoles. They didn't have gels.
No.
No gels in those days.
No gels.
Some podiatrists claim that flip-flops are responsible for more injuries than those infamous high heels.
Really?
Well, for years now, we've heard the public debate about whether radiation from cell phones is hurting us.
Now you're going to get it more than you wanted it.
And we still don't know for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Some studies say yes. Some studies say no. And everyone wonders about the influence the cell phone industry's had on these studies. Now, a definitive study is in the works by the governments of Britain, Sweden, and Denmark. They plan to study well over 250,000 people to look for health effects.
So this this is really to determine once and for all whether the cell phones give you head cancer?
And also Alzheimer's and Parkinson's. And we haven't been able to really study this because it takes at least 10 years for brain cancer to develop and cell
phones.
You mean
head? Don't call what it really is.
Head cancer.
Hey, what's going on this side?
Okay. Oh, I tell you, my daddy is a good man until he got the head cancer.
takes 10 years to develop the head cancer, and cell phones have barely been popular for that amount of time.
He hit himself in the head so hard. I said, I got the head cancer. I'm just trying to hit myself. Can't feel nothing after the head cancer. It was driving me. I'd like to die.
Hey, Buzz?
Head cancer. Yes, Mike.
We want to congratulate Kenny Thomas.
Yes, we
do. And incidentally, if your name is Ken,
Kenny,
put two N's and a Y on it and make it Kenny. Kenny Thomas of Manassas, Virginia. Kenny. He wins the two tickets to Pearl Jam.
Oh, he's going to enjoy that.
Yep.
A teenager shouldn't smoke anything, but the fact is they do. And in Martin County, Florida, there's a higher rate of teens smoking cigarettes than almost anywhere else in that state.
That's Martin Short County, I must say.
I see. But the latest survey from that county shows that more Martin County teens are smoking weed than are smoking tobacco.
I really ought to avoid that, I must say. Martin Short County.
20% of Martin Short County teens say they do cigarettes. 24% say they smoke marijuana.
Or it could be Martin Lawrence County.
What is wrong with you?
Too many syllables.
I guess you're right.
In the rest of the state, both figures are around 16%.
Martin Landau County.
That's not bad.
Mm-hmm.
The drinkingest teens in Florida, by the way, live in Palm Beach County.
Or my favorite county, Dean Martin County.
Welcome to
Dean Martin County. I got to go to the couch.
Now Steve we're Martin getting County.
Steve Martin County. Very good.
46% of the teens in Palm Beach County drink compared to the statewide average of 42%.
Here's a good one. Mary Martin County.
I am a gay American. Oh.
Yes, sorry, she was Peter Pan, you
yes.
know.
Yes, where's Rob?
Longing to be in on that conversation.
That old queen will be coming back tomorrow, hopefully. If we allow him back, we're going to see. He's going to find out tomorrow when he gets here whether we've changed the locks or not. Old queen, old Disney queen.
Should be exciting. Tune in for that.
Yeah, looking forward to having our Disney queen back.
They're calling it.
He's going to like my hair, don't you think?
I think he will. He may be
it's
shocked.
You like the crew cut?
Yeah, it's real short.
It's not
like
bad.
It.
Looks pretty good.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I appreciate it.
Looks tough.
Makes me feel tough.
You look young.
Sergeant, do I really?
Uh-huh, and thin.
Well, thank you very much. So do you.
Thank you.
There you go. That's it. Compliments every day at the end of the show.
We should.
Isn't that nice?
After the horribleness.
You are both
before.
So nice.
Well, we are horrible to one another during the broadcast.
Yes. No, we're awful. Not.
Every day, here's the way it'll work, all right? Listen, idea. Hold on. Let me stew on this.
Mm-hmm.
I've got it. Mm-hmm. There it is. Every day during the show, if you feel like we're going at each other,
yes.
compliment each other. And it can't be the same compliment every time. So if you think we're getting too, you know, like, especially on Fridays.
Say something
you know,
kind.
You know, Fridays when it's yes. like that time.
Oh, it gets crazy.
Yeah, we do that on Fridays and you say, all right, time out. Especially mm-hmm. when she says something like, what?
That's a brilliant
like on
idea.
Friday, go, compliment. Or when I'm going, oh, great, Beth Ann, that's great. You're trying to sabotage our buzz
mm-hmm.
babes. Mm-hmm. Another show to see.
Well, sometimes.
See, you don't put those negative words. You say compliment. Time uh-huh. and I'll say something. I love the triad.
Uh-huh. Yeah, like that.
All right,
yeah,
or I'll say
believable.
Or I'll say peach is your color.
That is, yeah, that
Thank
is
you.
A lovely blouse
as
you're
red
wearing,
is yours.
Mike. And now I'm going to throw up. Thank you. All right,
I like that idea. I'm going to adopt
that
it.
Smells good.
And take it to heart.
That's funny.
Lying compliments. That smells
that
good.
Smells good.
They're calling it the kiss of death.
Uh-huh.
Deaf, not death.
Okay.
In Hicksville, New York, a 4-year-old girl kissed her mom on the ear, and the mom hasn't heard out of that ear since.
Oh, no.
Doctors say the suction displaced the woman's eardrum.
What kind of kiss was it? If it's a kid kissing, was it a hickey? A
lot of suction. Apparently, it was a little girl.
Was it a little bitty kid?
Yeah, 4 years old.
Oh, okay. That's still
and
the...
she apparently sucked on her mom's ear and popped out the eardrum, and... paralyze those little bones behind it. You know, little horseshoe bones behind it? This happened 2 years ago, and the case, we just found out about it because it just came out in a medical journal. Now, besides a lack of hearing, the woman now also suffers from screeching sounds in her head. That can't be pleasant. Something like that.
Okay.
A casino visitor was injured when she and her motorized scooter fell down an elevator shaft in New Jersey. She was on a Rascal scooter, apparently.
Woo!
Woman fell 30 feet Saturday when the doors opened and the elevator wasn't there. The heavy scooter fell on top of her, so firefighters had to use a rope and pulley system to get her out. Like moving a piano.
I lost! I want the red wine.
If only it had been that woman with the voice.
I want the red wine. I wish she could have been on a Rascal.
Surprised she wasn't.
Not such wall-to-wall scooters down there, I swear to God.
And we don't know in this story if it was medically necessary for her to be on the Rascal, as it is with many people, or if
she's as it is now.
One of the growing number of people who just use them because it's easier.
Won't be any questions anymore.
Yeah, she's confined to it now.
Will she be pulling the slots, though? That's the big
question. Oh, yeah,
question.
She'll be back to Bally's.
Yeah, she'll be back there after about a year, just like me.
Spokesperson for Bally says an investigation.
You won't go back for a year.
Yeah, is underway.
I'll gamble before then.
Of course.
And we didn't know they teach Harry Potter in the schools these days. We thought it was just a fiction book you read and then move on with your life. Shows what we know. Oh, well, hello there.
Hi.
Welcome.
I'm Harry Potter.
Welcome, Mr. Potter. How
you know
are
that
you?
Lady down at Bally's Casino?
The woman who fell, yes.
I pushed her.
Oh, Harry, that wasn't nice.
Have a nice day.
Bye. The Reverend James Crawford, who led a book burning in Shreveport, Louisiana, over the weekend, is outraged. Quoting him, "It is allowed for Harry Potter to be taught in our schools, but not the Bible."
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, who's responsible for that? Oh, yeah, our country's founding fathers. Damn them.
Yep.
And with that, the Reverend ripped out some pages from a copy that J.K. Rowling can probably live without. Being a thinking man, Reverend Crawford says it's no accident we've had all these natural disasters in the world lately.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. He says, by the way, that he leads the International House of Prayer. The other high IHOP, I guess.
International House of Prayer.
Uh-huh.
They put whipped cream and chocolate chips on your prayer books?
The International House of Prayer.
They have special pumpkin prayer books at Thanksgiving time.
Try the waffles.
Yeah, I like that. Boy, IHOP. Oh, I got to steer clear of there now.
Yeah, you do.
French
I really
toast.
Do. Too many carbs.
Good.
Oh, God, good stuff.
Finally, talk about people-friendly technology. Uh-huh. In Japan, there's a new GPS navigation device that
Beth
comes.
Beth Ann, last time you have a chance to do that, where is it?
It's in Japan.
Oh!
Thank you.
Robert turns
tomorrow. I did it wrong, didn't I?
No, you did fine. That was fine. That was very well done. That smelled wonderful.
You look great today, by the way.
Thank you very much, Buzz. And I love that shirt that I bought, I
you
believe.
You did, and yeah. I thank you for
thank
it.
You.
GPS navigation
Buzz,
device.
Buzz, your teeth are so white.
Thank you, sweetie. I appreciate that. Okay. This new GPS navigation device built into, of all things, a lovable teddy bear.
Oh.
It not only talks, but like any good nav system, this one-foot-tall bear even points with his arms in the direction you need to drive.
Go that way!
He can also, however, smell the presence of alcohol and asks, "You haven't been drinking, have you?"
Ooh.
And in Turkey, a British tourist fell 3 stories, and although he slightly fractured his spine, he's otherwise unharmed.
Was he on a Rascal scooter?
No, he wasn't. He was on his feet, I guess,
okay.
Briefly.
Right.
But it has prompted doctors to dub him the rubber band man because he came away so unscathed from this 3-story fall.
Hand me down that walking cane.
They say the fact that he was so drunk probably helped.
That does help. It makes you loose.
Loosen, yeah.
Exactly.
I was that way from Friday until Sunday night.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Thank you very much, Buzz Burbank. We want to thank everybody that played our wonderful buzzword game.
Yeah.
We'll try to make it a little easier for you.
Try to
okay?
fix that. Yeah.
We will, but I like password, too.
We'll
look for that coming up soon.
We'll be back.
Also, Dr. Nancy Snyderman, chief medical editor from NBC, and her book is Medical Myths and the 101 Things That Can Kill You,
it'll fascinate you.
Yes, Medical Myths That Can Kill You. She was a very nice lady to talk to. The executive producer of the Mike O'Mara Show is Beth Ann McBride. Our in-studio producer is Rob Spiewak. And our phone screener is Joe Artiger. The Mike O'Mara Show comes to you from the studios of WJFK FM in Fairfax, Virginia, and is heard exclusively on the Complimentary Radio Network.
That's nice.
For Beth Ann, Rob, and Buzz Burbank, this is Mike O'Mara with another one.
Oh, good.
That's the only
thing I love. I love your poetry.
All right. Here we go. You ready?
Yep. I'm ready.
Hit me.
We had fun while playing the buzzword. Dr. Snyderman gave us the good word. But Atlantic City was really a pity. My tomatoes are covered with cow turd.
You've done it again.
That's it. Thank you. Well, we'll see you with a brand new show tomorrow. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.